Welcome to our special presentation of the First Baptist Christian School Christmas Program. This presentation is brought to you in part by Newell Township, Prospect Bank, State Farm Agent Jenna Worth, Emmanuel Senior Residences, Aunt Patty's Antiques, Kelly Printing, Danville Family YMCA, Lilo's Cafe, Tilton Mini Warehouses, Vermilion County Clerk Robin Heffern, Illini Skateland, Anchor Florist, Danville Computer Clinic, Danville Area Community College, Wilson's Auto and Transmission, and Integrity Vending. Our concert will begin in just a few moments.
Well, good evening, everyone. I welcome you to our elementary Christmas program. We have another Christmas program that follows this Christmas program tonight. We have our secondary Christmas program. It's a great program. A band and things will be playing and those type of things. Also, this particular program tonight is going to be aired on WITY, the radio station, on December the 20th at 4:05. So if you like to listen to it on the radio, what a neat idea. Exciting things happening. Midway through the program tonight, we will begin have an offering, and everything that comes in for the offering tonight will go to our teachers. We want to give them a great Christmas. And so if you could help us out that way, there's ways to give on your program tonight. If you want to do it virtually, you can do that. There's different ways to give, but we would love to give our teachers a great Christmas gift and a big thank you for all that they do. Well, let's open in a word of prayer, and we will get started this evening. Lord, thank you so much that we can gather around this time of year to celebrate your coming. What a joyous time. And Lord, tonight we're going to celebrate. And so, Lord, just be with the program, be with the young people, and Lord, help us to focus on the true meaning of Christmas. We thank you so much. Now bless our time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Never.
At this time, we're going to have our offering. And as the offering is coming around, you'll see these young people collecting that. But you're going to be serenaded at Christmas Story while we're taking the offering. Let's pray. Lord, be with this offering and use it for our teachers. Help it to be a tremendous blessing this evening. We thank you for all that you have provided. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord came about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel of the Lord said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. Luke 2:8.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Amen. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, that the Lord has made known unto us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Matthew 2:1-2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Matthew 2:9-11. Lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
A child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 6:9.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Thank you all for coming out to join us tonight. If you're able, we'd like for you to stand and join us as we sing Joy to the World.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to welcome you to our secondary Christmas program. Midway through, we'll have an offering if you'd like to give. Everything, again, that's brought in tonight will go to our teachers as a gift to them. So we'd love to give them a great Christmas gift for all the work and things that they do. Well, tonight, we're going to start with a word of prayer, and then we're going to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity we have here to gather together, to gather for the reason for the season, Lord, that our young people can play and sing the glories of God. We thank you so much for all that you're doing. Now bless our time this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed that so far. It's been exciting to hear the talents that the Lord has given. That was a junior high. Wait till you get to senior high. This is pretty exciting. One of the things to remind you of, tonight's program, you can listen to it again on WITY on December the 20th at 4:05 p.m. So if you'd like to listen to this on radio, gives you an opportunity to do that on WITY December 20th at 4:05 p.m. So look forward to that. Well, this is the time we came to take an offering. Again, everything that comes in tonight is going straight to the teachers as a Christmas gift to them, as a thank you for all that they do here at First Baptist Christian School. At this time, we'll have our ushers come, and we'll have a word of prayer for the offering. Lord, again, we thank you so much for this time of year. And Lord, I thank you so much for our teachers, the countless hours, the extra practices, the extra things they do. And Lord, I pray now you use this offering to be a blessing in their lives, to use it to encourage them and help us to be givers as you gave your son on our behalf. And we thank you for all that you've done. And we pray that for this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that this evening. What talents these young people have. Let's give them another round of applause for the good work that they put in. Appreciate all they've done. Did a great job. Also like to thank Mrs. Hess. Many of you know that she had to have an emergency surgery here a week or two ago, and she's able to pull this off. So I want to give her a special round of applause for all the work that she put in for that. We greatly appreciate her, and as she says, it's of the Lord, really. It's of the Lord that allowed her to get that all done. So praise the Lord for that. We come to this time of year, we celebrate Christ's coming, but that's just the beginning of the story. And the reality is, he came for a purpose. Matthew talks about him being called Emmanuel, God with us. What an exciting thing to think about, that he was with us. And he came for a purpose. That purpose was to die on a tree for you and for me. That gift, the greatest gift that has ever been given, was his life for you and for me. And all we have to do is accept that gift that he is giving to you and accept his gift of salvation. What a wonderful way to celebrate Christmas. And we are so thankful that we can do that here at First Baptist. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed our special presentation of the First Baptist Christian School Christmas program. This broadcast has been a service of Bud's Car Stereo, Frank's House of Color, OSF Healthcare, Sunset Funeral Home, Blackie's Heating and Air Conditioning, Myers Carpet Weavers, Aqua Illinois, Landmark Credit Union, Danville Mass Transit, Patriot Motors, Amanda Bonilla Farmers Insurance Agency, the Hometown Savings Bank, Danville Area Community College, Wilson's Auto and Transmission, Doc Ashton and the Root Canals, and Danville Township. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from WITY Danville and WITYRadio.com.